This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
I had a great class the other night. I was arguing a point, and one of my students showed me and the class an important error in my reasoning. He was right, I was wrong. I love being wrong.
You? We're talking about you now, right? You love being wrong?
Yeah, it's only when I find out that I'm wrong about something that I have a chance to correct my error. The philosopher John Stuart Mill tells us that citizens have a duty to figure out the truth about important matters in the public discussion, not just to guess at it. One of the ways that you know that you're figuring out the truth is when you recognize a mistaken belief and then you correct it.
But most people don't feel good about being wrong. So exactly how do you feel?
I feel both bad and good when I realize that I'm wrong about something. Sure, it's embarrassing to have my mistake show in class. Whoops, I'm supposed to be the expert here, right? So my ego takes a little beating. But on the other hand, I get the unplanned opportunity to show students the silver lining in being wrong. Being wrong actually helps you get it right. And knowing that I'm figuring things out is so wonderful that it makes up for my little wounded pride.
Struggling with your beliefs really expands your appreciation for your conclusions. So figuring out what we think and why we think that is a lifelong endeavor. We can get wiser and change our understanding throughout our life, but not until we practice recognizing and correcting the mistakes we make in our judgments.
Right or wrong? Tell us what you think at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is co-produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. We're Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz. Music by Eric Hutchins.